Sally Joseph's elephant.
When he was a baby.
She and her husband, former husband, both had Stoney, traveled with Stoney, and then they split up, Sally and her former husband, and he kept Stoney, and Stoney ended up in Las Vegas, wasn't it?
Broke his leg, and I guess he never was really healed, and he died in the back of a circus lot in a dump truck, and he was born here at the Oregon Zoo, is why I know about his story. And the Oregon Zoo, you know, sells elephants to circuses, and Stoney was one of them. And I think Stoney was quite young as well. I think he was around 20, his early 20s. It's a pretty rough life. And, you know, like you're saying, we were talking about standing on his back legs didn't work out too well for Stoney.
Exactly, yes, that's a very good point. And that was Sally Joseph, the woman in the film. That was her elephant before she, and after that, after she left
that's interesting.
Her husband, she went to Hawthorne Corporation, and that's where she worked with Tug. So, there's a lot of crossover between zoos and circuses, both with people and with the animals. And, zoos make the case that, you know, they have a very different environment for elephants and that kind of thing. However, as you just pointed out, it's well known that elephants are sold from zoos to circuses and go from circuses to zoos. It's a revolving door, the use of these animals. And the life of an elephant in a zoo, we went to the Honolulu. I hadn't been to a zoo in years. When we were in Honolulu filming, I went to the Honolulu Zoo there. And there's nothing so sad to me as going to a zoo.
Yes.
They say we have a bigger, brand-new enclosure for the elephants. Well, it wasn't that big, and they were just on dirt, and there was no grass around. And it was really, really heartbreaking to see these animals in the context of a zoo.
I think Ed Stewart puts it in the film. He's from Paws, and he puts it very well. Is that to argue that that animals in zoos or in circuses are in any way educating us? About other species is ridiculous because they're so far removed from their natural state where we could observe and learn something. You know, they're just really there to geek at and for the places that they're in to make money. You know,
right? And they're always telling us it's an educational experience, and they also tell us that how well cared they are. You know, they're so well cared for, but I don't think they realize or the public doesn't realize that the reason they have to take such good care of them is because they get so many illnesses, which they would not get if they were in the wild.
Exactly. I mean, you know, they have foot lesions and all kinds of things that have to be constantly cared for because they're standing on hard ground. They don't walk on grass. There's the tuberculosis problem that you pointed out. That's very serious and kills many, many elephants in captivity. No matter how they want to portray them, they're not healthy environments. And no matter how much the industry claims that they're doing a great service, educational service to people and children by having these elephants there. Has been completely exploded by the fact that today we can see elephants in the wild in their magnificence on cable television. I think the rationale for zoos is about as empty as the rationale for circuses.
Very good point.
In the circuses, it's about making money.
Oh, of course, yeah. So we're going to start wrapping it up now, and I just want to ask you this final question. Do you think your film can serve as the blackfish for circus elephants? And do you think this awareness can transfer to all elephants in captivity?
Well, apparently, yeah. It's become the Twitter sphere and Facebook and people who've heard of the film have in fact called it the blackfish for elephants. That was not our tag. That's come from people who've seen the film and who are keen to spread the word. So it is being called the blackfish of elephants.
Excellent.
We really hope that there's, and there's a big movement already starting behind it.
Great.
In that sense, definitely. What was this other question?
Basically, just if that awareness is spreading to other elephants in captivity. And so you answered my question, because it is, if it is the blackfish, then yes, that's what it's doing.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
It's spreading to other species, too. I mean,
to other species, like orcas did for elephants in a way, I guess.
Exactly. And
yeah.
Circle the lions.
Right, with the lion. Exactly. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time here, so I'm going to have to wrap it up. Thank you, Susan Lampert and Stephen Moore, for joining us today from Sydney, Australia. We look forward to your visit to Portland and the screening of your film, Tyke, Elephant Outlaw, at the Portland Film Festival. You can see the film this coming Thursday, September 3rd, at 7:15 p.m. at the Living Room Theater, and on Sunday, September 6th, at noon, at the Mission Theater on Gleeson. To find out more about the film, check out the website tykeelephantoutlaw.com. And that website is linked on our program page on KBOO. Finally, an announcement. Free the Oregon Zoo Elephants is sponsoring a rally at the Oregon Zoo at Weird Al Yankovic Summer Concert on Saturday, September 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. Join supporters near the entrance to the zoo who are gathering to say, "Hey Al, be a pal, help us free the elephants." It's advised to take the max as the parking lots will be jammed. For more information, check out the event on Free the Oregon Zoo Elephants Facebook page or call 503-544-7384. This is Portland's chance to solicit Weird Al and his sold-out audience to help end the failed breeding program at the zoo and to free the zoo's senior elephant Packy to sanctuary. If you missed the live broadcast, you can listen online to a podcast of this program on KBOO-FM. Tune in again next month, the fourth Monday of the month at 11:30 a.m. for another episode of Voices for the Animals. The music heard on today's program is by Gaia and performed by Martin Wilkinson on cello and Charita on the cajon. Stay tuned for more great programming on KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to present Who is Gil Scott-Heron as part of the We Real Cool Jazz Series at the Clinton Street Theater Thursday, September 17th at 7 p.m. Who is Gil Scott-Heron is a portrait seen through the eyes of those who love Gil, his friends, his family, and the musicians he played with. All attending the theatrical screenings receive a download of Scott-Heron's last record, Nothing New. Again, that's Who is Gil Scott-Heron, Thursday, September 17th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Rockets and moonshots.
And now the KBOO News at noon for August 31st, 2015. Despite a strong thunder and lightning storm, along with the rain that hit the Portland area over the weekend, the wildfires throughout Oregon and Washington continue to burn. The cooler weather has allowed fire crews to make progress on the wildfires that have darkened western skies over the last several weeks. The Canyon Creek Fire is now considered 50% contained. The nation's largest wildfire, the Okanagan Wildfire in Washington State, is now considered to be 25% contained. It has burned more than 500 square miles, making it the largest wildfire in Washington state history. The U.S. Forest Service reported that it is currently spending $10 million per day to fight the wildfires in Oregon and $150 million per week nationwide on wildfire containment. In other news, the Shelno activist group is currently conducting a funeral procession and die-in for the Arctic at the Pioneer Courthouse Square right now until 2:30 p.m. The action is meant to bring attention to the Obama administration's recent approval of the Shell's Arctic drilling plans. In regional news, President Obama has renamed Mount McKinley, North America's highest mountain, back to its indigenous name of Denali. Mount Denali was originally renamed Mount McKinley by President Wilson in 1917. This weekend, President Obama